You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I don't understand why celebrities do this. They want privacy. They want us out of their personal lives. And then they go ahead and start posting on social media like they're trying to send a subliminal message. And they know that the entertainment outlets like Abby Murphy from The Burt Show are going to pick up on it. So Justin Bieber recently shared a candid message on Instagram expressing his frustration with transactional relationships, which of course, with all the news about him and Hailey Bieber possibly having some trouble in paradise, a lot of people are like, oh, is this about her? Is this about her? So he wrote, if I have to do something to be loved, that's not love. And then he put two black and white selfies next to it. So this is basically a continuation of something he's already been very outspoken about how he feels like he has to earn affection. But I think the fact that there have been so many headlines about him and his wife recently that a lot of people are reading into it in that way.
So I want to enter something into the show here routinely. And it's called, because I'm making this up in my head right now, Celebrity Bestie. So if you see a celebrity going through a time, if you were their bestie, what is the advice that you would give to them?
Put the phone down.
Yes.
100%. Oh my God.
That's exactly what I would say to Justin Bieber, but I sort of understand where he's coming from because he grew up in this intoxicating celebrity and this is where he gets his worth from, you know? So to put that down is terrifying to him. So he is showing all of his emotions and giving everything on that phone and he's seeing all the comments and it's just hurting him over and over and over again. If I'm Justin Bieber's bestie, I'm like, yes, put the phone down.
Okay, now let's do it. You're Justin Bieber's wife. You're Hailey, okay? And everybody has the right to express themselves, but if you follow Justin Bieber, you feel like he's going through something. Can't really put your finger on it, but there's something going on. As if your wife comes to you and says, hey, for your mental health, for your betterment, I think you need to put the phone down. Mm-hmm. I think you need to walk away from social media for a little bit. We need to figure some stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, and it's not to be like a controlling thing. It's coming from, make sure you recognize it's coming from a place of concern and care, not of control. Do you put the phone down or do you tell your spouse, you can't tell me what I can and can't do on social media?
It depends on if I think she's the problem.
Well, if I'm Hailey Bieber, I'm saying none of that. I'm saying I'm a billionaire now and I'm divorcing you. Bye.
Well, I know you've said that before. I think that as a relationship or a marriage that you have to have enough respect for the person's opinion mm-hmm. that they are coming from a good place. Amanda can give me advice on anything and I would listen to it. So if she gave me that advice, I might fight her on it, but yeah. That woman knows me better than I know myself, and she really is trying to protect me.
Don't they say that your development and your maturity freeze at the age that you got famous? So Justin Bieber got famous at like what, 13, 14, 15? So if I'm Hailey, I almost wonder if she knows that about him, that despite whatever she does love about him and whatever relationship they have, I almost wonder if subconsciously she knows like, okay, he's emotionally frozen at 15, so I'm just going to let him act like a little 15-year-old because at that point, like what can you really do if that's what you know about him?
Yeah, no, I would certainly take the advice from my wife because I fully believe that your partner usually knows you better than you know yourself, for sure.
Yeah, I've said this before on the show that I don't know why anybody would sign up for this kind of superstardom, especially, and for me, listen to me when I say this, so if this is you and it's your kids, this is not about you. For me, I feel like in watching all these celebrities as they grow up, it's almost irresponsible to allow them this kind of superstardom at such a young age because it's irreversible. The life that they are living and they're being introduced to, if you're supporting that, I understand it, but you're also supporting this life of that's not real for anybody else and you just don't know how to deal with it because it's all you've known.
But people, I like, you know, if you are the parent of a childhood star, I'm sure you're convincing yourself, oh, my kid's going to be different. I'm a different kind of parent. I'm going to make sure that they're going to be well taken care of and there aren't going to be these kinds of issues.
Your kids aren't going to listen to you anyway, no matter what, right? Because your parents are full of it. They don't know anything. Now go ahead and enter 50,000 screaming people into a stadium telling you how much they love you. And you as a parent are going to go, hey, this isn't healthy for you. There is no way they're going to be open to that.
At the same time, I mean, Justin Bieber was somewhat of a prodigy. I mean, he was a very talented young kid. And so when you've got all these opportunities to get to do what he, I'm assuming, really loved at the time, how are you going to tell your kid no? You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's a tough place to be in. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
This is the Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.